Anyways, you're listening to RPM. We're going to go away for a few minutes, but when we come back, we're going to talk to a dude who loves the Ford Taurus.
Loves it.
Well, the Ford Taurus SHO.
SHO, yeah, you're right.
So we'll be back. Stay tuned. It's RPM on Maxim Radio, Sirius Channel 108.
Radio.
RPM.
Top cars with John and Michael.
888-99-MAXIM.
Heyo, it's John Wilde from Maxim Magazine.
And it's Mike Spinelli from Jalopnik.com.
And you're listening to RPM here on Maxim Radio.
108.
It's beautiful the way that happens. Up at some point during the show, we're going to do a few things. We're going to talk about Can-Am's crazy-ass spider.
Yeah.
Two wheels in front, one wheel in back. And we're going to the famed Cobra Kai Henderson for some knowledge on that. And we're also going to talk about cars you want to sleep with. Up now, we're talking to the one, the only, Ryan Pash of BringBackTheSHO.com.
Hey, Ryan.
Not yet.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, you there?
Yes.
Yes, beautiful.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Not
too. Having me on.
No problem, our pleasure, dude. So you are running, you are in control, the man behind BringBackTheSHO.com.
Yes.
And it is a fan site. Well, not even a fan site. It's devoted to the myth, the legend that was the Ford Taurus SHO.
Yes.
Which was kind of a it's kind of your mom, soccer mom's holler turned into a speed demon. That's a general gist, right?
Yes.
For those who don't know about the SHO, it kind of kicked off in what, like 1989 was the first one, right?
Yeah, the SHO was built between 1989 all the way to 1999, which ended for the first from 89 to 95. It was a V6 car with a manual transmission, and then from 1996 to 1999, it was a V8 with an automatic transmission.
Gotcha.
So they never did offer the 5-speed with the V8, right? So.
That's what most of the show fans were disappointed with, is that we got a new engine, which is a 3.4 V8. But we only got it with a 4-speed manual. And that was one of the things that most of the show fans were a big fan of, was the 5-speed manual transmission.
Hey, so just to off point a little bit, so you call it show.
I was going to say,
well,
yeah.
That's the thing. Some people call it show or SHO. It goes both ways. But it basically stands for super high output.
See, that's from back in the day when an acronym meant something.
Absolutely. When they came up with three letters that had words like
exactly
them.
Super high output.
And they weren't kidding.
This should be like TRV, like totally red-tastic vehicle. in any case, so SHO, and there hasn't been one since 99, right, essentially?
Yeah.
And even the actual Taurus name had been discontinued, what, 2006 was the last time?
2006, the Taurus was discontinued.
But all that changed this past year, didn't it, Ryan?
Yes, on February 7th, Alan Mulally, the new CEO of the Ford Motor Company, announced that Ford is bringing back the Taurus nameplate. Now, you know, the funny thing is, who would have thought, you know, now, you know, after Ford killed the Taurus, that it would ever come back?
Well, you know, it's really wacky, because I was at the Chicago Auto Show when they rolled them out, and you know, it was kind of a pretty interesting surprise. But when you think about it, you know, people were still walking into Ford dealerships up to like a year ago and still asking for the Taurus? Where's,
yeah,
you know, I'm here to buy a Taurus. Where the hell are they?
And they were saying that, they said they did the market research and they found that, you know, after, you know, so many millions of dollars spending on the 500 name, still they were saying, you know, close to 8 out of 10 people knew what the Ford Taurus was.
Well, yeah, I think if nothing else, this is a testament to the fact that giving your car a stupid number name is just one way to, like, make sure nobody ever recognizes what it is.
Well, that's
exactly.
That's the thing. You know, we should be clear that they're not just bringing back the Taurus. They're taking the existing Ford 500 and they're changing the name badge to Taurus.
Body, yeah, slamming the Taurus name on it. So, now that we've set the background, Ryan, why the show? Did you own one? What made you such a fervent believer in it?
Yes, yeah, since after I had an F-150 and I was looking for something a little more sporty. And something that had
wouldn't that be just, yeah, about anything?
Exactly. I'm also a big Ford fan, so I was looking for something from Ford. And that's what brought me to the show. I looked at the Mustang, I looked at the Thunderbird Super Coupe and stuff like that, but I wanted something that was a little more unique. Maybe it had a little of a sleeper effect to it. And after I took the SHO for a spin, you know, taking it to a 7,300 RPM red line and, you know, shifting the manual transmission. It was pretty much a done deal for me. Since I've owned over five, and now I currently own an 89 and a 96.
Wow. So the first one you drove, what year was it?
The first one I drove was on 1994 with the V6 and the manual transmission, and I had that for years, and it was a great car.
Well, you know, it's funny because, I mean, when I was a wee lad, my friend's dad bought one of the first 89s. And, man, what a surprise that car was. It was like, first the engine, the Yamaha V6, right? So Yamaha makes the engine, right?
Yes.
And, or at least they did, actually, I guess they did throughout the car's life, right? For both generations had Yamaha sourced the V6 first?
Yes, the V6 was built, the entire block was built by Yamaha, and then the V8 was shipped. It was a Ford block, but it was shipped to Yamaha in Japan, and they installed the heads and finished basic manufacturing and sent it back to the U.S. to be put in the show.
Gotcha. Supposedly, from what I've heard, that the reason Ford actually had these random Yamaha engines lying around was because they were planning on building a car to compete with the Fiero and the MR2, and then scrapped that plan and had these high-output, you know, lightweight V6s lying around and said, why not cram them into the family cruiser?
Exactly. What are we going to do with these engines now that we canceled this program? Hey, let's put it in a Taurus.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? That's some smart business decisioning right there. I mean, that's, you know.
Exactly. I mean, that's all it entails is taking an engine you already have and putting it in a car you already have.
Right.
And you have a beautiful thing that becomes a halo car for Ford, desperately needed.
Yeah.
I mean, the most probably the most unlikely halo car since like the 427 Fairlane. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, where the heck did anybody think the Taurus was going to come off doing something like this? And you know, we look back and you go, all right, so it had 220 horsepower, big deal. Well, you know, in '89, what else could you get?
Yeah, exactly.
220 horsepower. I mean, the Corvette had, like, you know, barely 200 at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, that was a pretty serious deal.
It was. I mean, exactly, just like you were saying about the Corvette, I mean, heck, the 89 Mustang was making around 225, and the IROC Z was making around 230. You know, so you think back, you got to think back in those times. That's pretty impressive, and that's why it was super high output out of a 3-liter V6 engine.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. So, again, everybody out there, you're listening to RPM, and we've got Ryan Pash from BringBackTheSAShow.com. And now, Ryan, what kind of response have you got on your website? Because I've seen it around. Obviously, it's kind of got people a little bit stirred up.
When I first built the site, I tried to promote it as much as I could. But what I found was as soon as the word got out there, it started spreading faster than I could even promote it. And what's interesting, Mike, your website, Jalopnik.com, actually had the first article written about the site.
Aww. You see,
it was written by Ray Wirth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was
yeah, yeah.
No, Ray's
a fine man.
So, and then from there, it went to Auto Week magazine. It was put in the back of the magazine. They listed a link to us. Then it was on an auto blog, and then it just started taking a life of its own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. That's one of those things where, you never know who's into it until the momentum starts online. People start talking about it. The forums start getting involved, and people start going, hey, yeah, the SHO, like, you know, why not bring it back along with the new Taurus?
That's what I noticed. It seemed like the talk already started once they realized that the Taurus nameplate was coming back. People started a little, talking about it, and I figured, well, okay, there's the interest. Now someone's got to put it to work and do something about it.
Now, and one of the ways you actually did this, from what I noticed, is you kind of comped up some Photoshops of what an SHO could possibly actually look like.
Yes, I got my friend Aaron Kaiser, who is an expert at Photoshop. He took some pictures of the stock Taurus. What's funny is you're looking at the car now, and you don't even, looking at the standard Taurus, it looks a lot different. What we try to do is we understand the situation Ford is in right now. They're in a tough financial status. But we basically took, stock parts. Actually, we took the Taurus X, the wagon headlights. We added it on a different grill and put it on and lowered it a little bit. You know, made it look sporty. We tried to, be as efficient as possible, for Ford to look at this idea.
Well, so you're actually thinking this could be, like, this is not just kind of a pipe dream. Like, you're thinking this is kind of got a good chance of actually happening.
Well, the thing is we understand that it's a really uphill or a long uphill battle if this would ever happen. But basically, we want to show Ford that there's a group of enthusiastic, vocal Ford fans out there who want some excitement in their cars. And even if this doesn't bring back the show nameplate, maybe it'll bring back other sporty miles of the Fusion or something like that, that it will bring Ford muscle back to the dealerships.
Well, you know, one thing, you know, the other part of this is engines. Like, what do you guys have an idea of what engine you think they should put in, V6 or V8 or whatever?
Well, we looked at what Ford has in the pipeline, and basically they have the brand new 3.5 or the Duratec 35, which is right now is pretty impressive, making, you know, just a standard 265 horsepower, and along with the all-wheel drive, you have a platform to work with. Now, Ford also announced that they're working on something that's called the Twin Force 3.5, which is basically a twin turbocharged version of the Duratec 35. Now, that's something that would be interesting. They're talking about putting that in a future Lincoln, the MKS. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we're thinking about. But they're also, if you wanted to continue on the Yamaha platform, Volvo has the S80 and the, I think it's the XK90, that has the 4.4 300 horsepower Yamaha V8. So that's something that Ford also has. It's possibly an option.
So, yeah, you know, it's interesting. The Twin Force was just shown off in Detroit, and in as part of a concept car that'll eventually be the Lincoln flagship, the MKS, right?
Yeah.
Or is it MKZ? MKZ. Sorry about that.
Jeez.
Damn. So, why not take... I mean, that engine would be producing close to 400, right? I mean, 380-something, is that...
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that would be... that would be probably around the equivalent of where 220 was 15 years ago.
I think so. I mean, it's a little... Obviously, the new 500 is... 500/Taurus is, especially with all-wheel drive, a pretty heavy ride.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you actually driven one, Ryan?
I've actually driven a few. I visited a couple of Ford's events where they travel around the U.S. and they stop in different cities, and I drove one. It's actually a nice car, but that was back when it was the 500 and it only had the, you know, the whatever it was. I guess it was 200 something horsepower V6. Not with the new Duratec 35. I'd like to see how that would be actually.
Yeah, that new V6 is much better than the previous Duratec. So it's I mean, right away it's got more horsepower than the old SHO anyway, or show. I'm sorry,
the show.
Yeah.
Exactly, and so this is RPM. Listen to John Wild from Max Magazine, Mike from Jalopnik.com, and we've got Ryan Pash from BringBackTheSHO.com talking about the chance at a new Ford Taurus SHO. Now, Ryan, have you heard it all from Ford themselves?
What's interesting is I started to hear from a few people that work with Ford, and they actually are, and I'm working with them to try to spread the word within the company, just to let them know. Actually, you would be surprised; they know a lot what's going on in the industry. But
I would be surprised.
Yeah, to you know, get the word, you know, spread in the company, and so far, you know, it's been pretty positive. We've talked to the former head of SVT, and he's mentioned that even though the budget is a little tight right now, you know, with the Taurus coming back and the CEO behind it, there's a renewed interest in the car. Also, what's funny is a former Ford employee that it was actually a designer on the V8 show contacted me and started talking to me about it, but the kicker was he was leaving under the Way Forward program, and that was his last day.
Way Forward.
Exactly. His Way Forward was the hell out of there.
That's right.
Man. So, now, do you have a petition on the website? I mean, how, you know, beyond kind of bringing these people together, is there, like, kind of any plan to really kind of, you know, go to Ford and say this, and this with a presentation or a list of names or something like that?
What we're trying to do is we're trying to come up with, basically, first, we're trying to see if we can contact some magazines to generate more press, maybe a write-in campaign to the magazines. You know, in the past, magazines like Car and Driver have had the SHO on the cover, you know, three or four times. So they've been a pretty big fan also. So we're trying to get them included. Also, we're gonna come up with a list of people that you can contact at Ford to show them your interest, our interest. And we were also thinking about starting an online petition that people could log on and sign and show that they are also interested in having the show come back.
So this is only the beginning of the show grassroots movement.
Definitely. And we also have other plans in the pipeline to keep the interest there. I mean, it's easy to start something, but then the interest starts to fall off a little bit. So we are thinking of, you know, coming up with a new model every once in a while. For example, maybe a SHO wagon or an SHO coupe to keep the interest there.
So you do the SHO Taurus X, which is the freestyle, I guess.
Exactly.
And that would be neat, kind of.
I think that's great. Although I do think you had on your website that it could kind of be a competitor to like BMW's M5.
Back in the day, that's what Ford was trying to do with the 89 is well, you could be a BMW, you know, entry player for half the price, basically. You know, if you look at the performance stats, you know, so today, you know, the market is a little more flooded because Ford basically was helping start the movement back in the late 80s, but today it's a little more there's a little more competition out there, so we gotta, you know, if we're gonna be, you know, competitive, you know, we have to have something pretty special.
True, like 500 horsepower.
There you
exactly.
go.
Wouldn't be bad though. It'd be nice to see something go up against like the Caddy's STSV.
Yeah,
or
you know,
ST or CTSV.
The CTSV. You know, that's interesting because you know, Ford has nothing in the range of the CTSV, which is a very sweet ride right there.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to get into, too. I mean, if you can offer something that's got, you know, the Taurus nameplate that people dig, and you've got, you know, the power to compete with something like the CTSV at, you know, $15,000 cheaper, $10,000 cheaper, hard not to go with it.
And it has to have 6-speed. Am
exactly.
I wrong?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, let's look at the General Motors, or let's look at Chrysler, you have the whole SRT line. And then the other side, you've got Chevrolet with the SS line of all their cars. So, and you look at Ford, you walk into Ford's dealership, oh, what do you have to compete? Well, we don't really have anything right now.
Yeah. I mean, SVT is fading into the background right now, so there's not even like you would have an SVT Taurus.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you coming on and talking about the hopeful rebirth of the SHO. Again, everybody out there, this is RPM. You are just listening to Ryan Pash of BringBackTheSHO.com.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
So I'm kind of sold.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the SHO, I've, over the course of, say, the last 10 years, I've looked at eBay periodically and just said, it would be kind of neat to get one of those.
Yeah.
So
it would be kind of it's cheap, it's easy enough to fix. You can have it as kind of that, like, you know, it's my daily driver, but it's kind of fun to kind of tear around in.
Yeah. I mean, didn't Conan O'Brien have one? And he did, yes.
He tried to sell it to like an Indian guy for like $10.
Right, he was selling it from the Rock Center over here.
Yes, so, that's right.
Right around the corner from us right now.
That crazy Conan.
Damn.
So you're listening to RPM with John Wild from Maxim, and also over here, Mike Spinelli from Jalopnik.com.
Hey, thank you.
I got it. I didn't fall.
Right.
You're waiting.
Right. I'm with you.